Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, professors and porn stars, husbands and wives, and singles, all you children of sex, and even the priests, even the presidents, even the pure. We are all children of sex, with a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A women?
A women.
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. Inside the womb room. It's warm inside. Even though it's getting very cold out there, even though it's supposed to be spring. Spring. Time for rebirth and resurrection and my anniversary, our anniversary, our 19th wedding anniversary. Oh my God, I feel like I'm on the precipice of two decades, but kind of hanging. It's a dangerous time, I feel. The 19th, will you make it to the 20th? Is this the one you should pull out all the stops? Because, you know, if you hold back thinking, oh, I'll save that for the 20th, maybe that's bad luck. I don't know. Anyway, we're at the 19th. 19 years. My darling prince, I love you.
Hey, Doc. How you doing?
Hey. Brother Max. Prince Maximilian Rudolph Leblevich de Lebkowitz de Filangieri, Prince of Prague, Duke of Melnick, and Prince of something else.
Wow.
And in Italy, something.
How
something.
Much for that? Service.
And Captain of My Heart, which it says on my wedding ring.
19 years of it.
And 19 years, yeah, I've got the whole little wedding album.
Congratulations. Yeah. Wow.
And we are so kind of every day, you know, here's everyone dancing the hora, all my old aunts, uncles who are probably
you
dead.
You were dancing the hora?
Yeah, of course, the hora, exactly. Isn't that a funny word?
You started young.
Yeah, right, huh?
Immediately.
Yeah. But it's H-O-R-A-H. You know, it's like this really kind of silly like Jewish square dance. Michael Phillips is nodding his head. He knows it's not sexy at all.
You didn't wear panties, right? As long as you were
freeballing. Yeah, I mean, anything can be sexy, right?
Oh,
and,
true that.
And certainly in the mind of Amanda Blow.
And you look very sexy, as
who
usual.
Who has commanded a microphone in
I
the center
do.
Of the stripper pole.
Thank you.
Don't
very
fall
much.
Off it this time, honey.
I know.
Welcome
hey,
back.
Thank you so much. Thank you for, you guys are amazing and you look brilliant and... It's cool. It's your groovy, baby.
Well, thank you, Amanda. And you look even more amazingly sexy than
it's
usual.
It's for you. It's for you.
Well, thanks. I'll
I
take
wanted
it.
To give you 19 years, but
your
you beat me to it.
Your presence is a present, my darling.
Thank you, baby. You as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. These are yours.
You've got my beads, I see.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh. Well, I have a lot of old friends here tonight. And I have some new, special, exciting guests to share our anniversary cheer. It is a special night. I don't know, almost every night at the Speakeasy, every Saturday night, is some kind of special night. We're always celebrating something, huh? We find something to celebrate obscure holidays of all sorts. But this one is the anniversary, anyway. Ah! Oh, yes. Applause! That's your cue!
All right!
And I have to say, because I'm staring it right in the face, because Mr. Promotions, Michael Simmons, knows how to get my attention by putting a sign for the Los Angeles Film Festival right in front of the stripper pole where I cannot avoid looking at it. And he will be joining us for some gabbing in a little while. But we're going to have the Los Angeles Fetish Film Festival. We're going to actually hold it, I guess, is what you say. You don't say you have it. You have sex, but you hold a festival. You could hold sex, you know. it's the first. It's the first Los Angeles Fetish Film Festival. And it's very exciting, you know, because it's the Virgin Film Festival, the first. And there's a first time for everything, but there's only one first time for anything. You never get to have a second first time. That's right. So make it good. And I think we're gonna. It's the end of the week. It's like Thursday through Saturday. And you know, Michael's gonna tell us some more about it. You know, but just look up LA Fetish Film Festival if you're listening to me and you don't have the patience to sit through my anniversary show, you bad,
anniversary.
Bad boy or girl. Get down. Get spanked. Ooh. Anyway. I want to introduce my new guests, starting with the Southern California glamour girls. Kat Medrano is
nice to meet you
right here, and you're the glamour girl.
Yes, the queen
of the glamour girls.
I am. I am the owner of SoCal Glamour Girls.
Okay, SoCal. It's not Southern California. It's SoCal.
SoCalGlamourGirls.com.
Right. Oh, absolutely. We're all for our abbreviations. And so, what's your philosophy of glamour?
My philosophy of glamour? We are a bunch of sorority girl type girls.
Sorority girls. I'm wearing
like
my
to get
Yale
little,
panties.
Yes. Right. Oh, yay.
It's happening, baby. I am into the sorority spirit. You know, I wasn't sure. I'm trying to get them to cover my pussy.
Oh, I like
Jesus.
It.
You know, I kind of had this instinct. Yeah.
I think you did.
Yeah, yeah. This is the sorority spirit. Except I don't know that any Yale sorority wears these. In fact, they're now discontinued. Right, Max? No, they're not allowed to sell them.
That's correct. Right.
At least not the company that made them.
No.
But we kind of got them from...
did you
undisclosed service sources undisclosed sources and so we have them and we are selling them for $2,500 each.
Well, I hope that the panties that you have on right now are going for a hell of a lot more than that.
Well, yeah, that's the minimum.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the ones that haven't been worn. So, anyways,
the ones I'm wearing also.
Ooh. Yes. Oh,
great. Nice. Can we
start about
see?
5,000? 5,000 here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're bidding. Yeah. Let's get it going on. I'm going to light my candles.
Oh, please.
So tell me, so now we have Brittany here. Hey, Brittany.
Brittany. Hi.
Brittany Andrews.
Uh-huh. Wow. No, I know Brittany Madison.
Brittany Madison. Why does it say Aunt? You know what? I got a bad
no problem.
Notebook here. Okay. Brittany Madison. Right. Well, I'm glad because we know another Brittany Andrews, so I wouldn't want you to be that one.
No.
I mean, I like her a lot, but you'd be very different. So anyway, so Brittany Madison, you are a glamour girl.
Yes, I am. For over a year.
Yeah. Oh, very good. And you're a sorority girl?
Yes, I am.
Really? For what college?
A community college right now.
Well, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with a community college. Don't say it in an apologetic way.
I'm not.
Oh, okay. But I mean, say the college, or you can't. Are you going to get them in trouble?
Well, yeah, she might get them in trouble.
Really? Exciting. It's like a secret society.
Yeah, you know those Catholic schoolgirl colleges.
Right, but I see initials on your titties there. BJU.
Oh, that's blowjob.
Right. BJU, right, yeah. Right, I knew that.
I like the way
you explained it so directly. I really appreciate that. Yeah, let's get that ball rolling.
Yes. Balls, blowjob, you know.
Yeah, adipocities. Got to have them all together to keep going for 19 years.
Heck yes.
Yeah. By the way, the bronze is the color for 19. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Bronze.
It's
a very weird color, really, I think, bronze.
You wear it well.
Oh,
well,
thank you. I try, So I'm just trying to explain what the bronze is. And then the white, bridal white, and something blue.
Oh, very nice.
So your outfit, now that we're talking about outfits, let's have a look at that.
Stand up.
Look at this. This is very collegiate looking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. This is Brittany Madison here. And wow. So this is what they call a bikini model. Is this what you are?
Yes, I am.
A bikini model. Yeah, you have to talk into the microphone, though. Unfortunately, I wish we had a mic that, but problem is if I attached it to your bra, I wouldn't be able to get your bra off.
Exactly.
I can't do that. So, okay. The bra's very cute. BJU. Yeah. Now, and you're with the SoCal Glamour Girls.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. And you have quite a hot outfit there, a little more bordello-like. Look at this. Very nice. Okay. And
I like a little bit of
skirt.
Leather with my lace.
And I know you don't usually wear panties.
I don't.
Did you wear them tonight?
I don't have panties on tonight, but I did bring these for Panty Boy.
You brought panties.
I did. I wore these all day.
Remember Panty
Boy? You wore them all day. Mm-hmm. Very good. Wow.
I did.
Let me get a little closer.
Mmm.
Oh, yes, you did.
Just like honey.
Mmm. Lovely. all right. Well, welcome to the program, Dr. Susan Blockshow. And let's see. So I'm going to introduce my other guests, the new ones, and maybe some of the old ones. Old is a word that you say a lot on your 19th wedding anniversary. Okay, back to the new. Yes, Sunny. How I love you, Sunny.
Well, thank
your last name is not. Oh no, here it is, Megatron.
Sunny Megatron.
Megatron.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds explosive.
It is.
Yes. Sunny Megatron, and I'm going to introduce your compadre right here. Let's see, Ken Melvoinberg.
That's right.
That
Hi, Dr.
might
Susie.
Be the last time I say that full name. Tonight.
Just Mustache Man is fine.
Mustache Man, okay.
Much easier to remember.
Yes, you are quite a Mustache Man.
Well, thank you.
Look at that, waxy.
So do I have the largest mustache who's ever been on your show?
I don't know.
Is it
close? It's close.
I'm a contender at least?
Yeah, definitely. We'd have to go through the archives to make sure, but that is quite a mustache. You wax that, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, wow.
In tiger's blood, it's winning.
Right. Very good. Tiger's blood is sticky like that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, of course. I have some notes here. Dark Angel of Fate is telling me that I look amazing. I say this, I guess, when he says you, he means the singular you. Although he could mean the plural you, because we all look amazing, I think. Happy anniversary, though. That is me. And to you and Max. So maybe he means Max looks amazing.
Max, you right? do look amazing.
Very much so.
I am amazing.
Well,
you
I wouldn't know.
Honey. Hope you two have many more. Thank you. And we have a caller, but let's just first find out a little bit more here about Sonny and Kenny, Mustache Man. So you guys are here from Chicago. In
yes.
fact, you're here from Weird Chicago. Is
That's
that right?
Weird. Yep. I'm the owner yeah. of Weird Chicago Tours.
The owner of Weird Chicago Tours, right. And that's where you kind of go through, like, sexy places in Chicago?
Absolutely. We have the only sex tour in the United States.
Really?
Absolutely. We've
the
been
only
doing
sex tour
in the United States, at least that I know of. I've actually looked. I had assumed that there were ones tours in L.A. and New York, but there isn't any that I could find.
I would assume so.
I
knew
I made
a
the
guy.
Same
what about Miguel? Miguel, remember him? He would take people on tours around New York.
In New York.
From his little houseboat
right.
in New York.
Yeah, in New York.
Do you know
right.
about Miguel?
I don't think he's doing the tours anymore, though.
Well, maybe not
no.
anymore.
Right.
That was years ago.
Yeah, after all, this is celebrating our 19th wedding anniversary, remember? So we have to be forgiven. Yeah, he was, but anyway, you know. It's a great thing to do. I don't know why. I don't know anyone doing it in L.A. Do I? Does anyone know? Look at all my beautiful friends. I'm going to have to say hi to you soon. But
well, when we walk around, right? Just us every day is a sexy tour.
Sexy tour. Well, yeah.
It's just you walking around in your everyday.
L.A. is a yeah. sexy tour, I guess.
I was talking about you, but yeah.
Well, I'm just waiting for tour groups to come through here, and we'll charge them double. No, but I mean that's an interesting concept. There should be an LA sexy tour group, you know, but they might get busted, right? anyway,
this is LA.
This is LA. So welcome to LA. You're
well,
here
thank you.
On a special mission.
That's correct. We are both sex educators, and we are both tour guides for Weird Chicago Tours, in addition to me being the owner. And one of the more recent things that made a little bit of media was an event that I did at Northwestern University.
Yes.
So it has another collegiate aspect to
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, it's college night tonight, okay. You know, in addition to anniversary night.
Right, and we are actually the Fucksaw people. We're the ones
yes,
who actually put the Fucksaw
on the
map.
Yes, the Fucksaw people.
Thank you.
Welcome. Woo! All hail the Fucksaw. We are very privileged to have a Fucksaw here tonight with you.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely. Brought that.
Yeah.
At courtesy of the Stockroom.
Stockroom,
Stockroom,
yes.
Who has also provided our cuffs on the bondage cross.
Mm.
But they make the Fucksaw, is that
correct.
Right?
Correct. In fact, they made the Fucksaw that we were using in the event. I bought this for Sunny for Christmas. She has the most famous Christmas present in the world at this point.
Absolutely, yeah.
Are you going to show us how it
I
works?
I guess so.
We're hoping to show everybody how it works a little later.
But let's
on,
get
yeah.
a little of the backstory first here.
Sure.
You know,
this
end.
Is college night. So at the college, at Northwestern University, there's a class in human sexuality
correct.
Taught by J. Michael Bailey.
Yep.
And he has various experts in sexuality come in and talk to the class, and I guess he had you guys come in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So...
Dr. Bailey had known me for quite a while. In addition to the other things that I do, I lecture regularly, and one of my lectures is Networking for Kinky People, kind of taking people through the basics of sexual subgroups, talking about the basics of BDSM, swinging, orgies, prostitution, the safety, the hygiene, and all the different interesting things about it. I decided to bring three people along with me. Normally, this is me doing this solo, but I brought Sonny and then a couple of people that we play with, we have orgies with, that are good friends of ours, Mr. Jim Marcus and Miss Faith Kroll. They're an engaged couple that are both very well-spoken people, and I couldn't pick three more people besides myself that could handle a crowd of that sort. Faith is 25. We wanted to have one representative of somebody who's a little bit younger. She's a good voice for her generation. And we had been driving there, and we've been doing this lecture together for a while, but this is the first time at a university like Northwestern. When we had arrived, they were watching a film, and there was a woman, it was some 1970s, like a sort of a sex film, that the woman was jilling off in front of the, and there was a 20-foot high vagina when we walk in, and you could see a clitoris about the
clitoris bigger than my head.
Yeah, it was
wow.
absolutely huge.
Right.
And as she was rubbing it, there was a woman narrating. Sounded very much like a BBC thing. She said, "And now the labia is getting engorged, and she's rubbing the clitoris." And the woman was making noises. And go ahead, see if you could demonstrate
the noises. The woman's moaning. Oh. It was, you know, had I not walked in and known it was a medical, academic film, I would have thought I was watching hardcore
porn,
medical fetish
right?
porn. Yeah, absolutely.
Hairy or shaved?
Hairy. Yeah, it was the 70s.
Hairy. Yeah, it was very, yeah, very
jungle. Porn, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So as they were finishing up the film, this was the end of the psychology class, and they came to sort of a conclusion, or at least Dr. Bailey wanted to leave this open to discussion, that many people think that the G-spot orgasm in female ejaculation, some people consider myths. Now, when we went to this, we had four people and a bag full of toys. We are both incredibly kinky people. I have a big clown fetish, so I get dressed up in kinky outfits and spank
really?
Girls with rubber chickens. And
you've got to come to
erotica.
My birthday.
We also had, you know, just some basic paddles, floggers, a violet wand kit, a special electric device I have called a Tesla coil or Tesla gloves, and we also had a fuck saw. Now, my first thought, knowing that these students were thinking that the G-spot orgasm and female ejaculation may be myths, is that we have a device that could actually show both of these things in very rapid succession. And I asked Dr. Bailey if he would be interested in having the students witness this. And he thought for a minute, and his response was interesting. He said, "I can't think of a reason not to show them this, as long as we give them enough warning." And then I asked him, "Is everybody in this class 18 or over? Do you have any child geniuses that are here that may be 15, you know, the Doogie Howsers?" And he said, "Nope, absolutely everybody is 18 or over." So we warned the students as we did this class, and we did all sorts of other stuff for an hour and a half, and this was 5 minutes of what we did. And when we were about to do it, we gave them again one more warning. And then pretty soon, all the guys came right up to the edge of the stage. Now, we warned them this may be like a Gallagher show, because if you haven't seen female ejaculation before, it can be kind of squirty.
Yeah.
And so...
Put on your galoshes.
Absolutely, put on the galoshes. So Sonny here plugged in the fuck saw. Jim manned it while I narrated, and Faith was getting fuck sawed. If that's, I think we can say that.
Fuck
saw.
You know, fuck saw is now a verb, an adjective, a noun.
And
we can say fuck saw.
Yeah.
Although my examiner column wouldn't let me have it on there. I had to do F asterisk, asterisk, asterisk,
right.
Saw.
And it's interesting because one of the big problems with this whole thing, and I think one of the reasons why it made the media, is that we couldn't say G-spot orgasm or female ejaculation on most of the conventional airwaves.
Right. Even some of the media outlets, we couldn't say vagina or some of the simplest terms. So trying to explain what we were doing there was a little difficult when we couldn't use any of the proper words.
Aww.
I know.
Well, you can use all of the proper nouns and verbs and gerunds and anything you want right here.
Awesome.
Excellent.
And we're gonna have a fuck saw demonstration. In fact, we're looking for a volunteer.
Yay!
Awesome.
But my favorite pastime is fuck
sawing. Gonna move along with a few things that we're gonna handle here. First of all, which candle is the problem? The right there. These two. This one.
You wanna drip the wax on me?
Yeah. Later.
You always make me wait.
I know, huh?
You know, they reminded me of a time that I was at Nick Manning's, and I slipped across the floor when Hustler was doing a scene, and this girl squirted all over it. I didn't realize she squirted, and I went to the kitchen to get, like, something. I don't know what it was. And I shit you not, I walk across, and I slip. I'm like, what the hell? She's like, oh, honey, we haven't cleaned up yet. She squirted everywhere.
Right. That happens more and more
that. It was pretty
public venues. And I mean, Dumais squirted 27 times here 2 weeks ago.
Wow. That's amazing.
27
wow.
times.
What's the Guinness book say about that?
Yeah.
And we
I
have proof.
Know too.
It's all on drsusanblock.tv. Yes, it is. It's and with very little stimulation. I mean, fingers. Some women just are fire hydrants, broken ones. I mean, and some just have these wonderful internal orgasms. I mean, we're all orgasmic, and I guess I think we all can squirt, but maybe don't all feel like it, which is okay. You know,
yeah.
I mean.
But it's sad if you're a woman and you have not had an orgasm. And my friend back home, sorry, girl. She has not had an orgasm ever yet, and she's 38 years old. Oh,
she wow. hasn't had a, you have ever. To bring her here.
Yeah. I know. I've tried to tell her.
We will work on her.
I agree.
We will use our fuck saw.
Happy ending.
Well, we don't have one, but we have a Hitachi magic wand, which is really the best way to get a non-orgasmic woman to come for the first time if she's tried, you know, sort of everything.
I think it's a mental thing is the biggest one. Mm-hmm. Some people still feel guilty for some weird reason.
You know, sometimes it's that just feeds the fire.
Yeah, maybe guilt. That's the hot part of it.
I feel bad.
I don't know. A little guilt never stops. So,
yeah, I don't feel
well,
bad.
Well, somebody like you and I,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, yeah, we break down whatever's in your way, baby. Mm-hmm. So I have a few callers on the line, right? We should take a few callers, and I want to introduce some of the friends of the speakeasy that are here tonight. So, you know what? I'm going to start you out on my anniversary drink, if that's okay.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, would you like that?
Yes.
That is very special, and the regulars here know all about it. This
is our
agua coca leaf liqueur, and I'm told I pour too much. Where's my lovely assistant?
Sounds
here
wonderful.
Here is the beautiful, let's hear it for Vitalicious. You should follow.
Okay, Vitalicious.
So little drinks. And right, and so Imtiaz is on line one, I think, if we want to hear from him for a happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And this is agua coca leaf liqueur.
Wow, thank you.
And you must, before drinking, do not drink yet, you get a...
I'm going to drop something in it.
This is not cocaine, even though the coca leaf liqueur is made from the coca leaf, like cocaine. But that's just salt with lime. Mm. And you put it on a part of, you know, somebody's body.
Ooh.
And you lick it off, you know, like a tequila
shot. They always give me the big ones.
The camera boy right here was ready.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
And then you take your shot.
Okay.
So, those bra tops could come down and we would all be very pleased. Well, we would be very, very pleased.
Would it be bad if I just took my top off?
Yes, that would be great. It would be bad in a good way. When you're bad, right. You're very good.
Skins.
You've got
whoa,
it.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Kat.
Yay.
Madrona, SoCal Glamour Girl. And, whoa. Oh, yes. It's fine. Things are getting exciting. Okay, look at that. Whoa. Okay, get that away from the candle, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to hurt the candles.
Woohoo! I like the cup.
Oh, yes. So now you're going to have your lime salt off of her titties, right? And she's going to have hers off of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do we have MTS there?
We should get Max up there with you for a minute.
He seems to be engineering right now.
Is there an extra engineer?
I'm not quite sure how it works.
Oh, hello, MTOs.
Okay, we'll just do it.
Can you hear me?
Probably need to lick a little bit.
You said he's on the line? Okay, MTOs, can you hear me? Okay, I guess... Nori, can you see what's going on here?
Yeah.
Because we did this last week. Okay.
Do I get to return the favor,
oh,
Brittany?
Oh, definitely. We have to be fair.
I want the boobies out.
Okay.
Yay.
Brittany, yay. Ooh. Let's hear it for Brittany. Brittany Madison. And those pretty black lace panties that Panty Boy adores. Okay.
Cheers.
So, we have a bunch of callers, and are we able to take any of them, or what's going on?
That's yummy. Especially good off Brittany's titties.
MTIs, can you hear me? No, no.
That's very yummy.
Why don't you speak into your microphone? See if you can hear in your microphone.
MTIs, are you there? So you're on the air, MTIs. Did you go to the bathroom? What happened
to you? Put somebody
here?
Else on. Okay. Let's see if the other line goes on.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello. Oh, there MTRs. There you are. You're on the other line. You naughty boy.
I want to wish both you and Max a wonderful 19th wedding anniversary. And also, this is our 1 year anniversary for you and I and Max also. I got to know you a year ago exactly.
It's our 1 year anniversary with MTOS?
Yes,
really?
Because I came on a year ago about at this time of the year, remember?
Well, it must have been my anniversary, so I was busy.
No, you don't remember? You stayed in that motel, Farmer's Daughter Motel. That's the first time.
Oh, the Farmer's Daughter, that's right, and you guessed right. I think you guessed it after two guesses. Did you get the salt?
She's getting it right now. She's licking it off my tip.
Okay.
It's a little different here.
We're having our salt licking activities. So, MTOS, well, has your life improved over the past year? Now that you know us? Now that we're in your life?
I just have to get a little bit of ability, that's all. Everything's fine. And we had a great time last 2 weeks ago, you know, Mark Whitman and myself, when we came to your party.
Good. Well, I'm glad you did, MTOS, and we're having a little tough time hearing you, but thanks for calling in. Your friend Michael Phillips is here, and he's going to dedicate some sort of, hopefully not eulogy, poetry for us, you know. Should be great.
I think my niece might be calling you also from Canada to wish you and Max a happy wedding anniversary
well,
also.
Well, you know, have the whole family call us, MTOS. We're a family show, after all.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Well, it's great. And now I'm interested. Oh, titties.
Okay, we done?
Yeah, we're done. Okay, so
thank you, MTOS.
We now have Lily Cade offering up her tits for my anniversary. Hey, Lily.
Hey.
Speaking of old friends, talking to the microphone.
Hey, Susie.
How's it going?
Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
I know you had a big shoot today.
I had two scenes today. I shot like 2 hours of footage.
Did you have a lot of sex?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I do anyway.
Did you?
After she met me at AIM.
Yeah, I actually I went to take my friend to AIM, who's staying with me, who's doing porn, and to get her AIM test. And
yeah.
Guess who was waiting in the like lobby of AIM.
Amanda.
So we met today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw you.
Amanda Blow. You must go to BJU.
It's all about getting your test, baby.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mine's
yeah.
Been. Mine's never not been.
Well, looking good, Lily. I like those mammaries there.
Thanks.
You're offering them up,
you know,
for
like,
agua salt licking.
Yep, yeah. If people want to lick salt off me, you can
and I
do
like
that.
Your hair color is the appropriate color. It's bronze. That's the anniversary
my hair color.
Yeah.
This one, too.
Yeah, oh, you got panties on tonight, too. And
yes I do. You know, I put on panties for you.
Panties for panty boy, right.
Because you always want me to wear panties.
Also,
so.
If you've got like a bush like that, you got to wear panties with jeans like
yeah.
that. You know, come
you
on.
Do.
You do.
You
and
do.
Panty boy is going to be thrilled.
Well, I have to shoot for a movie called Natural
a
Bush, like
panties,
50,
please?
Whatever the fuck.
Can you
so
pull these jeans down? Can you help me out here, Amanda? Yeah, look at these. Orange.
Orange
they're quite heart. Colorful. Quite hearts and very, very holiday.
I don't
very
know
nice.
What holiday that is.
I'm not
sure what holiday
well,
that is.
It's like bronze a little bit.
19th anniversary holiday.
Yeah.
It's the 19th anniversary holiday.
It is. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's getting more holiday with the titties out here.
Holiday.
Yeah, I'm happy. All right. Well, you know, speaking of bringing things out, how about let's look at that fuck saw just for a look.
Absolutely.
You know,
fuck
just
saw.
If we could
fuck
lay
saw.
It across the stripper pole poker table. And then I want to introduce some people, but I have to have a look at this fuck saw.
You want to volunteer for
oh,
using
fabulous.
The fuck saw?
For
I'll
using
use
it.
It.
Oh.
I'll
now,
hold we, it. I'll fuck someone with it.
I think we have no end of volunteers for holding it.
Yeah.
It's for receiving it.
You have to get on the list.
Jeff is on line one. Can we try line one, Prince Max? Can we try line one? We have Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Is this JB? Baby?
He's associated with you. It says
yes.
SoCal Glamour Girls.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm so
sure.
excited.
I'm SoCal excited.
He's there.
Yeah.
He's there.
He's there. Okay,
so,
Jeff.
We can't all talk together.
You and Max, Susie.
Okay, bring them up. Okay, say it again, Jeff.
I would like to say happy anniversary, happy 19th anniversary to you and Matt first.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. That's a smart thing to say first.
I'm also calling to celebrate the one-year anniversary of Brittany Madison at GlamourGirls.com.
All right, one-year anniversary.
Thank you, baby.
Wow, it's an anniversary night. So you've had this SoCal Glamour Girls going for a year.
Yes, well, Brittany has been with us for a year. We've been in business for almost 2 years.
But right, yes. I see. Oh, you've been with it for a year.
Yes.
Very good, very good. All right.
It's her anniversary this past Tuesday. Nothing like 19 years. But.
And what do you do on this? You frolic around, you put on different outfits and take them off?
Girls on trampolines.
Do you actually have sex with each other?
Not on
just
camera.
Just say yes.
Not on camera. You do off camera? Well, Lily, the night is young. Don't start. Okay.
Jeff, I am so excited to hear your voice. I haven't heard your voice. You're sexy,
I've
baby.
Never heard it.
Wow. Jeff, aww. I just want to say I just got a shock from this thing. I am holding a fuck saw in my hands. Wow, this is a heavy machinery here.
That's going to do some damage.
This is really a power tool.
Yeah, it's literally a reciprocating saw.
Hey, you want to come up and lick it?
Do it.
No? I put a condom on it.
Not until you're done.
When you're done with it, I'll lick it all.
When I'm done with it?
Yeah, after you've been on it, riding it. I'll be all over it, girl.
So heavy.
Looks good on
here,
you.
Slap me on my face.
I still have a little bit of shot over here. I
come
want
a little
the
farther. I can't
tits.
Hold it out that way. Come on, make it a little easier for me. There we go. Does it harder than, I mean, it's heavy. Does it pack more of a wallop?
It's going to leave a bruise?
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty used to it.
All right, we're getting the fuck saw ready for something. It's quite a power tool. Chicago, says Chicago Electric Power Tool Reciprocating Saw, 4.5 inch. That's bigger than 4.5 inches.
Width isn't everything.
So it's actually a saw with a dildo on the end.
It is. It has a vacuolock attachment on a reciprocating saw, but there's no saw blade there at all. It's a vacuolock at the end.
Right. But how big is this? Saw surrogate, which is a dildo.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
About 7 inches. Yeah. 7 inches, maybe 6 around.
I'm not turning it on.
Okay, it's on now.
Is it plugged in?
Boring.
Yeah.
It is plugged in.
Okay, move your hand back from the edge of it.
Move my hand back from the edge.
The trigger is right near your other hand, so be very careful.
Okay.
The trigger, like, the trigger's like a gun. Pull out your hand all the way back.
Yeah.
No, like this.
The one that's on the handle.
The one that's on the handle.
Yeah.
There you go.
And there's a trigger
handle.
In there.
There's
pull
a trigger
it like
there.
A gun.
Oh, okay.
Do it slowly
get
at first.
It. Trigger.
Oh.
So you want it? It's a bit. Now there's two types of these saws.
There you.
One has a set speed.
Baby.
This is a varial speed one.
She's already wet. Ooh! That got me excited.
And it can do things no human penis can do because it hits the same spot over and over and over again very fast.
It
2,500 thrusts per minute.
Oof. Right.
Tear me up.
Yeah, here we go. Whoa!
Oh. Woo!
It's a little photo op here. We're having some fun. So, we have to use this on somebody. I'm not sure who our victim will be. But I want to introduce some of our favorite people that are here in the audience tonight.
Can I have the caller on the line, Susan?
Right, Jeff.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Jeff, do you like sex toys?
I love to give sex toys, yes.
You love to give sex toys.
No, exactly. You have such a sexy
I'm not suggesting that you take the fuck saw.
No.
Was that what you were thinking?
We might have to invest in one of those at SoCal Glamour Girls.
Well, you might want to. This is not, by the way, one of those things that you can use on yourself very easily.
You definitely need a partner.
Before, and I would not want to use it on myself.
You need a partner, unless, you're very strong. But But it's quite something. Anyway, well, thanks for calling. Did you have a question or just wanted to?
Just wanted to shout out. Thank you very much for having me on.
Okay. All righty.
We love you, Jeff.
I love you too.
Bye, Jeff.
All right. So thanks, Jeff. So let me have some of my my buddies here come up to the microphone. How should we do this? They could come up to this microphone, or they could come switch on that microphone. What's better, engineer?
What are you talking about? I don't know what
you're talking about. Well, I want to say hi to some of our friends that are here tonight.
Okay. So to get the microphone from over there.
This microphone. Okay.
It's for some reason it got put back there. The microphone that's on the stand.
Let's get this microphone that's on the stand, please.
And watch the wires, Dr. Susie.
All right.
Susie, you've got wires
I'm
behind you.
I'm watching the wires. That's a big one. It's quite a tool. Okay, here we have a microphone. And now, let's see who's out there. My favorite couple, speaking of anniversaries. Oh, and look, they have a little something there. What is this? A little cake or area here. Okay, I guess you have to bring it up here. Wow. Look at this. Misty Dawn and Mike Vegas are amazing Eros and Venus. Aw, look at that. That's so cute. Maybe I shouldn't light it though, but here, you have a lighter. Should we light
the dress.
I mean, it feels like we should because you brought it up here.
Don't burn his ears.
That's so sweet. That looks homemade. You made it. Wow. You know, blue and green. That's great. You know, I need someone to hold the microphone. Where is Beta? Hold microphone maybe on that side of them. Go on that side of them. Or actually, you know what? I'm going to get on this side because you get on the other side. You get on the other side. Okay, let's not trip over this with fire. You get on the other side, Beta. No, on the other side. You get on the other side. Yes. Very good. And now, here we go. You want to help me with this, honey?
Max.
You've got a
come on,
good
Pookie.
Blow.
Max.
No, you can do this for me.
Come on, Max. One time. Come on.
Your fans want you.
Please, Max. Please.
Please.
He likes me to do things for him. That's my husband. All right. And so I have to really blow. I have to do my Kegels now.
Anniversary wish.
Okay, anniversary wish. And... Oh, I'm out of breath now. Oh, very nice.
Somebody needs to smudge that in somebody's face.
That's hot. That's nice. Okay, well, somebody can cut this. We can put it over here. Let's put it over here. And maybe one of my very knowledgeable staff will find a knife and some plates, and we can start cutting cake. So bring the microphone over to them so they can talk. Yeah. Here, sit down. Would you like a fuck song?
Thank you.
A fuck song.
Yeah, look at that. How does this make you feel as a man?
It's kind of scary.
Yeah? It's scary? I mean,
It seems injury-inducing.
It's not. It feels so good.
It's a pleasure device. Oh, my God. Nothing to do with pain.
Nothing to do. They guarantee
it
that.
It looks intimidating. It looks scary, but believe me, it's
probably
not.
Lots of fun to use.
What do you think, Misty?
It looks a little intimidating.
I think it's supposed to look intimidating. I think that's the idea. I don't know if it, you know, I mean.
It's like a handheld fuck machine.
It's around your size, sure. Right?
Thank you for being nice.
It's a little bigger.
I mean, it's just got this massive.
Come
you know,
on, we can't be too surprised. This is a sex show. Let's get after it.
You come up here, man.
No. No, you just got called out. She's ready, though. She's so hot.
Right. Look at this outfit. Misty, look at you, what you're wearing. Tell me, did somebody make this for you? Did you get this somewhere?
Yeah, I ordered online. It was custom made.
Custom made.
It's my first time wearing latex.
Oh, really? You look like you're all ready for the fetish film festival. You do.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Are you going to go to the fetish film festival? Do you know about it?
No, I just heard about it.
You just heard about it. Let's have Michael, why don't you get on the microphone and tell us a little bit about it?
Mike.
Oh, you're not
Mike
gonna
to
talk.
The mic.
I'm going to speak for Mike because
he's got... Oh, you're
going to
speak for Mike. He's got laryngitis?
Yeah, a little laryngitis going on.
This is Dark Phoenix. You remember Dark Phoenix? This was the guy that tried to kill you and your people.
This was my best friend.
Story. Right. Right. When we did Purim, he was Haman, fabulous, evil...
Try
Demon.
To be as dark as possible.
Okay.
I'm the director of live events for this Fetish Film Festival. We have 3 days of great fetish events. We're going to have April 14th is a whole night full of different types of fetish shows. We got Sir Nick going on. We have Mistress Melissa. Sin Sage is actually going to be on, and I believe we're going to feature you as well.
Oh, I believe.
And the 16th is going to be the awards ceremony, and we're going to have a fashion show featuring Venus Prototype.
Venus Prototype.
She has a lot of latex gear, and I think you'd be perfect for it. Yeah, everyone should come out, and we should have a great time.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll bring my fox saw.
Yes, bring it.
Yeah, and where do we find tickets? Where do we get tickets?
You can go on to the website. It is losangelesfetishfilmfestival.com.
All right.
You can buy your tickets online there.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to be there.
Excellent.
I am.
Good.
I mean,
yay.
You know, this is the virgin voyage, the maiden voyage of the Fetish Film Festival in L.A. And, you know, just like we need a tour group, we need a Fetish Film Festival.
Absolutely.
And now we have one.
Yay!
Yeah. Yeah, we do. It's a necessity. I can't believe we've been living without it for so long. So anyway, so you're dressed for it. And actually, in a way, so are you. And I noticed that you wear this thing a lot. Where's your microphone? What type of fetish is this?
This is a spirit hood, and I wear this because I'm just kind of silly.
This is a spirit hood. This is a furry thing. You're a furry guy.
It's kind of like a one step closer to being a furry. I'll be wearing a full
costume.
Is it
like furry light?
And having sex with other furry animals later, apparently.
Yeah, you are. Look at this. It has pockets, too. You can put your condoms in it. Everything. Mm. Yeah. It's very cute. Mm. Well, I'd like you to, you know, will you do a shot?
Use the
me,
fuck saw.
Right? Yeah, yeah. And will you invite, how about inviting
you?
Your friends up onto the
We
bed?
Have more friends.
Yeah, let's meet
I think
meet
they're
your
making
friends.
Out.
Okay.
Hey, maker outers, Xander and Ash. Come
maker
look good
outers.
Up here. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They can make out up here.
Come make out in the
they
spotlight.
They can make out up here.
Xander, get
so
up here and talk
Vita,
in the microphone.
Vita. Lovely Vita. Where are you?
Right there.
Ah, okay. We need more shot glasses for our guests. Okay, so some kind of little glasses. Hello. Well, you're sitting next to the fuck saw with a big smile on your face.
Use the fuck saw.
Yeah. Wait, here.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, not like, I mean, I don't want to use it, but I mean, I
yeah,
like,
you find
it
exciting.
Her,
they find it, found it, your friends, Mike and
like
Misty, who are very brave people. They were Eros and Venus on Eros Day, and they were Esther and the King on Purim, but they found it frightening. Oh, good, look, there you go, see?
That's the same as Adonis and Aphrodite, right?
Adonis and Aphrodite, no, Adonis is immortal. No, he's Eros.
Oh,
okay. Eros, he flew. This was his first flying experience, I believe. And someone that you might know named Axel Braun happened to be here that night and thought, that guy can fly. So I understand that you're also working with our friend Axel?
Yes.
Yes, talking to the microphone right
just,
into it.
Sorry. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
What's up?
Actually, yeah, we just finished up Spider-Man
Spider-Man, the parody. Yeah. What is it called? Okay. Spider-Man XXX? Or does it have some
Spider-Man
more
XXX.
Exciting name?
The yeah, I know, it's really creative. Spider-Man XXX, a porn parody. And I was the Spider-Man.
All right.
Wow. What you got? Let's see it.
So do you get to
Let's see the mask. Let's get the kiss.
Yeah, I did. Actually, we did... I got to do all the stunts. Like I did like parkour and martial arts for a long time when I was younger. So I got to do like
wall
runs
and
stuff.
How much younger could you be?
I'm 22 now.
This is my 19th anniversary.
Yeah.
Right. How much?
Congratulations. By the way.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
I mean, Jesus, you were 3 years old when I got married.
Wow.
Contemplate
that.
Yeah,
I was doing flips when I was a little kid too.
You were. You were flipping when you were at three.
Out of my
But were you doing the other thing that you're known for?
No.
No. Good. That's probably a good thing.
Good
right. How did an athlete? How'd you get into porn?
Well, I mean, I was doing mainstream acting and modeling and stuff before, and I don't know, it was weird. I kind of ran into a tough spot to where my manager actually was like, hey, I have an opportunity for you if you want to try it. So I was working a botany job and doing some stuff.
A tough spot.
A tough spot where you have a big cock?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, oh, poor you.
This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I want to go on the talent tour for Amanda
you're
Blue.
You're not
right? The talent.
Intimidated yeah. by the fuck.
You
want to
be one of the judges?
of course I do.
You told me that there was going to be an opportunity for me maybe if I wanted to try it.
Yeah.
My first question, I was like, well, I'm not going to have to blow anybody, right? And he goes, no, are you actually going to be getting blown? And I was like, wait.
You are so sad, huh?
Like, are you talking about porn? Like, and he was like, yeah, I mean, if you want to give it a shot, I have an opportunity.
Right.
So I did. And,
You think you thought you just might be on a casting couch, but now you're on a big screen or little screen.
I didn't expect this at all.
Ah.
Or to be on your show.
Porn star fan says, happy anniversary, power tool and panties, please. Dream come true. He would like to see panties. Do you have underwear on? You're not wearing any panties.
Yay,
well,
another woman who doesn't wear panties.
You just have to show your invisible panties. You know, we have invisible panties are okay. And by the way, yes, this is Ash Hollywood here.
She was also
wearing
Spider-Man.
Invisible panties. All right, panty boy, these are a very nice pair of invisible panties. Very good. Wow, that's very pretty. And there's the invisible thong in the back. Lovely.
Beautiful.
She was in Spider-Man as well. She played Gwen Stacy in Spider-Man.
Ah, so, well, let's hear it for Ash Hollywood.
Mr. Vegas himself was also in Spider-Man.
May I ask a Spider-Man question? Did they have you as Peter Porker?
Yes.
Or Peter Parker?
Okay, now
Peter
wait,
Parker?
Wait. Awesome. Can't drink
no, it Peter Parker. It should have been Peter Parker.
It should have been Peter Parker.
One person in the casting, which was
first before the shots. Hello? Actually, you should take the they have to hold. You have to do your lime powder first.
Use the Foxa.
You have to take their shots because they can't hold them. So hang on to them and put them down so that they can do this. Okay, you just powder it somewhere. You know, fun. How about yeah? There you go. Little titty. Beautiful titty of Ash Hollywood gets a little powder there. Oops, is that one? That one's got some powder. We need a better powder one. Let's get a better powder one.
Xander.
Oh, no.
Oops. Open up this. Yeah, okay, you got
They
no,
also
no, no, no,
missed.
No. This one's good. Ooh, and that nipple's gotten pinker in my absence. Yes.
Xander, I didn't think that you sold cocaine.
Yeah, see that one? Wow. See, it either rains or pours, right?
Hey, Xander, I didn't think you did that, remember? Our scene?
I hope you like it salty.
It's a good time.
All right, and he does like it salty. You've also got to lick it out of her bra there. Yeah. Very good. You're doing a very good job. Yeah, but you better get it all off. Yes, very good.
We don't mind watching.
All right, now you get your shot. It's your reward. Oh, you've already got one. Okay, but now you have to lick salt off of him somewhere.
Penis.
Cock.
Well, you know, we have a peanut gallery.
Bring it out.
Here, the peanut gallery wants the penis, I guess.
We're the penis gallery.
Yeah. Let's see it, Spidey. Let's go.
Michael and Misty are kind of hiding. Like,
Bring it out.
Hell yeah.
Hey, hey. Why not?
I can't see
that. Let's hold on to this. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Yeah,
star Venus.
I'm all on the bottom. Get him, baby.
Get him.
Here we go. And now she is salting up the dick here, and it is hardening.
She looks like she's done this before.
He likes it.
Salty balls.
Salty balls. Come and try my salty balls.
Mm-hmm. He is Peter Porker.
Oh. Yes. Oh, lick it up, baby. Mm-hmm.
Every laughter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and now it's definitely getting hard. Very hard and hot and doesn't look like a spider to me, though.
My mouth is watering.
I think we should try it.
Opposite. Yeah.
Need any help? Mm.
Oh, yeah. You get all that salt off. It could be... You did put a little salt on it, so, you know, you got to get it all. Yeah, she's doing a very good job. This is Ash Hollywood. With
absolutely
a kiss
gorgeous
on her neck, and she is gorgeous, yes. Is that a tattooed kiss? It is. Beautiful. Brookhaven's lips. Very nice. Okay, so you can have your shot if you like or not. I'm not trying to get you drunk. I am just trying. You don't have to put it away. I mean, but let's hear it for our new guest, Ash Hollywood. And I got to get the pronunciation of your name here.
Xander Corvus.
Xander Corvus. And you are also the star of our friend Mona Sunoy's movie. Katie Kins is here. Hi, Katie.
Yes, Lost and Found.
Lost and Found. Do you remember that movie?
That was awesome.
Because it has the cutest doggy in it.
Yes. Are you talking about
Little Bosley?
Yes, Little Boz.
Oh, that wasn't Little Boz. That was Big Boz.
No.
Okay.
No.
Thank you, Doctor.
Definitely. All right, so now our friends need their shot, and we need to introduce more people. So, hey, Katie Kins, nice earrings.
Hey. I like thank you.
Yeah, very, very festive. Very nice. Nice notes. Okay. So, how you doing? You got the right color hair as well tonight.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Right. So, are you ready for something? I mean, fuck salt?
I actually have used a fuck salt.
You have used a fuck salt. Okay. Well, let's have you do it then. Come on.
I did it by myself. Yeah.
Ooh, wow. What do you want?
How did you do that?
Oh, you can see it on Fuck Machines 4.
nice.
I actually worked for a landscaping company that used that same tool for what it was originally built for.
Yeah.
I remember cutting through drywall and stuff like that.
What is a fuck saw originally used for?
It's a saw. It's a reciprocating saw.
Oh, you mean just the reciprocating saw. Okay.
Okay, so now we're gonna use it. Let's have a demonstration then. Come on.
Oh boy.
Yeah, with you.
Go.
Hey, if I pull out the hammer.
And here's some salt for you.
You got the salt.
All right. We gotta get busy. We've got cake and we've got to talk about ourselves. It's our anniversary.
We need to get a condom and some lube then if we're gonna use the condom.
Condom and lube.
All right,
we're ready
condom and lube. We've got condoms galore.
Okay.
We even have flavored ones if someone wants to suck it.
We have
lots of condoms. So I'll let Katie pick her condom.
A what?
Condom.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm doing this.
Yeah, you know.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Oh,
girl.
Me? Oh, no.
You can kind of work up your work it up. Get your boyfriend to work you up.
Okay.
I think that Sunny doesn't think you need a workup.
It does a pretty good job by itself.
Oh, you know what? You could have agua shots as a workup, baby.
Uh-oh.
No, she's just okay. She's worked herself up.
I would like an awful shot.
All right. So now I think she's going to get in the middle here. Right. You guys can sit towards the back or something. You can
we'll just lay with the...
Yeah, you can just, you know, get in the anniversary scene here.
Seriously?
Yeah, oh, thank you. This is my beautiful anniversary book.
You
want to
do something up to me? Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
She's a trooper.
Yeah,
all right,
see,
so
no, I didn't get it. Thank you.
I'm going to sit down here, and you come over here and get on this side. And,
wait.
All right.
What?
So here we go.
Well, she's like getting
oh my God! Look at those.
All right, so you can hold on to this, and okay. You can tell us what we're going to do.
All right, well, first we need a condom. Do we have
one? Oh, we need a condom.
And
yeah,
some
we have plenty of condoms over there.
Okay. Ah, perfect.
And
would
this
you
is
mind to do? Oh,
where are you going here?
We're,
oh, you're going to do it from behind?
That takes precedence
over
anything
else. Oh, she's doing
else.
Her shot. I see. She's doing her agua shot off of the lovely titties of Ash Hollywood. Beautiful, natural little beauties. You know, cherries. Very nice. Is that my cake? That looks like my anniversary cake. It really does. It can be. She said so. She's not on microphone, though. But I will take her at her word. That is my anniversary cake. And that is Katie's foreplay. Okay.
Very nice.
Very good. Okay. Now you're
I'm
ready.
Distracted. I forgot what we were doing.
Okay. All right. So take your dress or something, you know, pull it up. You can pull it up and pull it down. Yeah, pull the top down. There you go. Yeah, undo. Okay. All right, here we go. And, yeah, oh, yeah, okay, Lily's helping here. Lily is Lilith, the helper at the harem.
And can we get some of the condom? Oh, awesome, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
And now we have, okay, boyfriend, come on up here. All right, so now you, all right. Are you going to use this?
Yes,
or, okay,
yes.
Okay, so you're going to get on this side of her?
Yep, do we have lube?
Oh, we do,
do we
have
lube?
Yeah. Let's see. We do. It's right over there. Right on that corner with the condoms. You see? There's lube.
Let's see.
Yeah, you can find some. There you go.
There we go. We have lube. Life is good.
We have lube. And.
All right.
Oh, you know what?
Let's here. Do a little lube.
Okay. Here we go. Okay. So now we're putting the lube on the dildo on top of the fuck saw. Okay, here we go. Okay, very serious. This is my anniversary.
Yeah.
All right, now which way are you going here?
Just if you want to lay down on your back and...
Lay down on your back, and you're going to be in front of her, is
absolutely,
that right?
Absolutely, yep.
Okay, so you lay down on your back here.
Sure.
Okay, right. Here we go. You lay down on your back. Whoa.
Ooh.
Maybe you should take the whole dress off so we
this,
can see.
This it's
what
a variable speed. It's
we,
just
we
by trigger.
We want to be able to see, and this is a big obstruction.
You want me to?
Here. You want to start it off?
Here. Okay. But hold this. Take this off, honey. There you go. You're among friends. And get in your birthday suit.
I fuck sawed many.
There you go. Kick it off.
All right, now
here.
If someone wants to take this.
No panties. Okay. So Vita, where's Vita? Okay. We need you to hold that and hold the microphone in front of. Who's going to do most of the talking here? Who's going to be telling us what's going on? Or.
Oh, would you like me to narrate?
Well, we need.
Ash is the dirty talker with the dirty mouth.
Okay, so you're going to just okay. Be
oh,
fuck sawing
you know,
here.
Fuck the good girl out of her.
Do we have the amount of loot we want? We're ready to go.
Okay.
Are
you going to lick her first? Maybe you should lick her first, like a good boyfriend. This is partly a sex educational class, right? And we are, you know, celebrating our anniversary here. So here, go around and just give her a good lick. Just a quick lick. Okay, this is the boyfriend, Mona Sonoy. Also a screenwriter, that's right. Give her some, you know. Yeah, yeah, there we go.
Like you're hungry, sir. Mm. Like you're hungry.
He is hungry. He looks hungry, yeah. Oh, he's eating it up. He's eating it up. He's dining at the Y. Yeah. This is how you make it go for 19 years plus. Yes.
Yes.
Go downtown, baby. Go downtown. Lick it up. Good. Mm-hmm. Is he doing a good job? You're not talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was distracted. She's got these O faces
yeah,
going on that are just adorable.
Looking happy.
Oh my
goodness. Happy.
No, don't giggle. Don't giggle. Enjoy
right.
it. Don't
yeah.
Enjoy mm-hmm. it.
She looks like she's enjoying
I mean,
it. And she's got bronze hair for her anniversary, the 19th.
All right.
She's squirming
he's
well.
Getting it in
he's
there.
Going
okay.
to town.
He may be doing the alphabet.
Yeah.
A little bit of the hook.
I think he's got
don't give my
to pee. Okay. No, I mean Q.
Next time, won't you sing with me?
This is
okay.
You draw the alphabet on the clip.
All right, now.
Yeah.
No talking off the microphone. Okay, here we go. Now we're ready. Now we are ready,
English
kids.
Major, even better.
Okay. And now maybe we need the mic to hear the sound here. Let's just hear the sound of the fuck saw now as it goes inside of our girl, Katie Kins. It's going. It's just in without any movement now. And now it's going. It's sawing, really. You know, it's just a heavy-duty rabbit. It's really going in and out. Whoa. It's a sex machine. Yeah, girl. She's smiling. She looks like she's enjoying herself. Anyway, yeah.
Really tickles the G-spot.
It tickles the G-spot. Yes, it does. Hallelujah.
No, really. Like, holy shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
Squirt, 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 squirt.
There she goes. I don't know. I've never seen Katie Kins squirt. I've seen her have a lot of sex. She is having some sex with this machine.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, my God. No, this is much better than the fucking machine's life.
This is better than the... Oh, okay.
There she is.
Okay, she's turning over. Whoa.
She tapped out. We have a runner.
I guess that means... What does that mean? Did that mean you came or...
What was that?
What was that?
Audience,
put the microphone in front of her.
Oh, it was just too much.
Too much.
Like, you know, when it's like, you know, when it's too much.
Okay, all right, too much. Yeah,
wow, no.
It just got
you going. That was actually a lot different experience than the one I had before.
Oh, you, this
that
is
was
your second
much better experience,
song, right?
Yeah.
Better, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I guess that our girl Sunny knows how to handle a fuck saw.
She knows how to handle it, I guess.
You know, and before, maybe the problem was you did it yourself.
Yeah, I was doing it with my heel.
I mean, I'm all for masturbation, but this thing requires, trying to do it with your heel, that's going to be a problem.
Does having to trust another person doing it to you make it, does that give it a different kind of reality to it? What do you think doing it yourself, does that change it at all when somebody else do it to you?
Versus getting a
hand
job.
Right.
Yeah, possibly.
Put the microphone in front. Yeah,
it possibly
because you don't have to do so much work.
Yeah,
especially
and,
with a thing like that.
And when there's like a camera guy snapping photos and a camera guy videotaping and going like, oh yeah, that's good. Keep doing that. There's a difference when you're just doing it for fun, I guess.
Yeah. Right.
It gets me off to have people watch. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I don't
no.
know. Well, people are watching.
We are watching.
But I mean, there's a difference when, like, you hear people commentating, like, oh, keep doing that, or, like,
this.
Well, this
or
is
do
a
that.
Radio show. We have to keep patter going, you know, so we have a little.
I'm sorry for those viewers out there. I'm a horrible narrator.
It's like a sports casting. Right.
Yes.
Right.
No,
well, you did a great job.
Really
Let's hear it for Sister Katie and the fuck saw.
She wasn't lying. It does hit the G-spot continually over and over at any speed you want.
Okay, and I have some other friends that are here tonight, and it is our anniversary, and we're going to be, you know what? We have to talk about things, and Michael has a poem for us.
Ooh,
Max,
poem.
You want to hear Michael's poem? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, yeah, you want to come up here to the microphone? Just come up here. Come sit there, yeah. There you go, because Sunny looks very at home with her fuck saw here. Have fuck saw will travel, and she did travel to get here.
Had I known there was a fuck saw, I would have put it in the poem. But
Right. Well, I did say, but okay.
I think everyone should have a fuck saw on the 19th anniversary, so I hope you guys get a bigger one.
That's
actually.
What I said. We're celebrating with friends and fuck saws. Right, okay. All right. Now, you got to be quiet. You guys got to shh. We're going to have an anniversary poem, and that includes, I'm not going to mention names.
This is actually inspired by a Dorothy Parker poem called Resume, which is a fabulous poem, so please read that one. Don't bother reading this one. This is called Resume Part Deux. See, I say Part Deux because it makes it sound better. Sex pains you. Dates are damp. Exes stain you. Babies give you cramp. Sheep ain't lawful. Masturbation you get sick of. Breakups are awful. You might as well love. And that's dedicated to the two of you.
Might as well. Right, exactly. I mean, that's great. Thank you so much, Michael.
It's my pleasure.
Yay. Spoken by a love cynic.
I am a cynic.
You are a cynic. You are. So that took a lot out of you, I can tell.
I'm more of an agnostic than a cynic.
Excusez-moi.
That's all right.
Agnostique. Right. Well, I appreciate it, yeah. So now you'll weave a fuck saw into the next one. Yeah.
I would have put it in there. I should have. Right. I should have known.
So, thanks so much, Michael. And let's see, we've got a bunch of other friends here tonight, but I want to just tell my honey here how much I love you.
Aww, it's so sweet.
I love you too, darling girl.
Happy anniversary.
I loved you a long, long time. I mean, longer than 19 years even.
Longer than 19 years. This woman has been on radio since 1984.
Almost when I was a little tiny baby.
Almost.
Goo goo gaga.
Almost 27 years.
Wow. Oh my God.
27 years, yeah.
What do you get for the 20th anniversary? What is that? Is that silver or gold?
No, you don't get to be silver until your 25th anniversary. It kind of sucks.
Maybe it's diamond. Maybe it's diamond.
I mean, the bronze is the 19th, which is weird. But it's either China, that's the conventional, or platinum for the modern.
Oh, yeah, go for the platinum.
The platinum because I think that's why it's the modern, is because us modern people, we can't wait that long. We got to get the platinum at 20.
Plus, it's much more expensive. You're going to get a nice platinum gift next year.
Right.
Make up for the bronze one this year.
Yeah, exactly. The bronze. Although I'm I'm trying to rock the bronze here. All right, so
you're rocking it well.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
So, my darling, did you want to tell the story?
Well, I could tell the story because probably after this, everybody's going to ask me, "How did you meet?"
Exactly.
Right.
Aww.
And we met before I was even alive. Right. So that's why he gets to start the story, and I get to interrupt every once in a while, like wives do, you know? So you started, honey.
Well, okay. So this is how I met Dr. Susie, and it started actually right around when Sputnik was launched. You guys are too young to remember that, but Sputnik was a little Soviet satellite. It was actually very small. Wasn't huge, but everybody got terrified. But I was sitting under a pine tree, and I was thinking to myself, who am I going to marry? I was about 14 years old. Who am I going to marry? And I kept saying my name, and then I kept trying to figure out whether or not the letters of the person that I was going to marry were in my name, and I couldn't figure that out. So then many years passed, and I was living in Italy as a fugitive. I've been a fugitive once in a while.
One of the times you were living as a fugitive.
Right,
okay.
one of the times. And
Amanda.
But before I became a fugitive, I was living in a beautiful mansion.
What do you know about fugitives?
I was living in a beautiful mansion in Rhode Island on Narragansett Bay. And one day we went in my limousine. I had a lot of money at the time. And we drove to see this new villa that we were going to move into. And I was on a road in Connecticut, if you've ever been to Connecticut, a little country road. And I stopped at a stop sign, and I said to the chauffeur, look out there, there's a sign. So I rolled down the window, and there was a sign for a play. The play was called Plastic Cash. I was a rich hippie with long hair. And I was very interested in plastic cash and overturning plastic cash.
And I was a poor student who was doing a play called Plastic Cash.
Now,
with a theater troupe called New England Commedia from Yale. And we had signs up all over the roads of Connecticut.
So, and I was going to see, to rent the place where Ezra Pound used to live and write. And anyway, I went to see that. I came back home, and we had dinner. Annie Sprinkle was there, and Long Jean Silver, and just a bunch of porn stars.
Willem de Ridder.
Willem de Ridder from Holland. And I came back, and sure enough, around 10 o'clock, there's a knock on the door. I had been living in Italy, so there was a knock on the door, and I said, that's not a regular knock. That's the police. That's a police knock. And sure enough, 25 agents of the Rhode Island State Police came in, and we were arrested for acts against nature. Annie got fucked by a stump because
Long Jean Silver
was missing, part of her lower leg. And we were all arrested.
You like the fuck saw. This was stump fucking.
Right. Yeah. This was stuff. So they took us all away, and so it was like the Rhode Island 8, and finally they let us out on bail. I waited and waited, and then I said, well, I'm going to go to Italy. And the minute I got to Italy, the police called me and said, we're ready to go to trial. And I said, well, you know, I'm like cooking the pasta and stuff, and I'm making a sauce, and I really can't make it because I waited 6 fucking months for you guys to bring me to trial. Sure enough. So I come back, and I get arrested for as a fugitive in Woodstock, New York. They extradite me to, I get to Rhode Island, and I'm a big celebrity case. Everything's cool. I'm renting my own magazines from the gang so I can masturbate. And then I get out of prison, and I come to California, and I'm banned from publishing. And so I start to help these people who have a dating service. And one day this Jewish guy comes in, and he's trying to sell me an ad for this radio show.
Oh, that's where I come in.
Yes.
I was doing a radio show.
See, it just started, 1984.
Just my first radio show was sponsored by the LA Weekly.
Right. Right.
And we were trying to get another sponsor, so we thought, hey, maybe this dating service will sponsor this show.
Right, right. Now,
since we were helping single people to connect, Personals on the Air. Mm-hmm. The first show was called, what was it called? Radio Match.
Now, I must tell you that on the plane back to the United States before I was arrested, I sat down next to this lady, and she had a little accent, and you know, so I said, oh, well, where are you from? Where are you going? She says, I'm going to New York. And I said, what do you do? She says, I'm Italian, and I make Arlecchino masks. Beautiful. I have a school, and I make Arlecchino masks. And when we're landing in Boston during the 1970-something storm, we were the last plane, she hands me a mask, and she says, I'd like you. It was bronze, by the way.
Was a bronze mask.
Yeah. She said, I would like you to have this, keep it, and don't ever lose it. So I got off the plane, I thanked her, and so forth. So many years later, she comes and tries to sell me an ad, her salesman. I said, no, the guy's ugly. I don't know this show. I'm not buying the ad. A few days later, they call me in my office, and they say, hey, you know, there's a Susan Block that... Oh,
I wasn't yet Dr. Yeah. Susan Block.
Wants to talk to you. And I looked out my door, and of course she was wearing these very short shorts. And I said, oh, yeah, right, okay. So let's buy that ad.
Yeah, baby, buy my ad.
So I bought the ad, and then we knew each other. I got divorced, and I got remarried, and... And
we were friends.
We were friends. And
that's why I'm always a big fan of falling in love with a friend, because love is blind. It really is. And you don't know who you're falling in love with because it's so strong and it hits you and you fall. And you could be falling for someone horrible because it's so strong, right? Michael nods. He knows.
Yeah.
But at least when you're falling for a friend and you get all that chemical rush of crazy-making feelings, at least you know it's someone that you like, not just love, which I think makes it last at least 19 years.
So over all the years that I knew Susan, She would invite me to parties and events and so forth. And, of course, I never left my house. I was that kind of thing. And then my second wife one night threw a bottle at me. It just missed my head.
Good thing she wasn't holding a fuck saw, honey.
That's right. And so I said to her, you know what, I'll be right back. I went upstairs, and I got a suitcase, and I got my underwear, and some socks, and a shirt, and some pants.
Can you get a towel and I said, pull off this condom? Can you get
and
it?
I will be, I'll see you later.
This is a homie show.
Yeah. So I called Susan, who was on the air at the time.
As I am now.
Yeah, and I said, Susan, after the show, can you stop by the penthouse? I had a nice penthouse.
He did.
Top floor, beautiful.
Part of what made me give it up.
Yeah.
Man with a penthouse.
Yeah, I just sold my magazines. I had a
lot
of money in the
bank. Prince with a
penthouse. Right? Can't beat that. So she came over.
The Brentwood. What was that place called?
The Barrington Plaza.
Barrington
right
Plaza.
You know those two buildings.
The Brentwood Barrington Plaza. Yeah.
So she came over.
Now we're downtown.
And we sat down, and we were
Which
sitting
I like
there.
Better.
And she took my hand, and I took her hand, and I said, you know, I really like you.
And, aww.
And so she said, well, you want to come over to my house? Okay, guys, listen up. You want to come over to
just
my house?
Pull it off.
I'm like really nervous. I never go to girls' houses, okay? You don't know what's going to happen when you go to a girl's house, right? Especially how he's going to act.
You like know, a you fuck just, saw, yeah, baby.
You just don't know. So I get to the door. I'm nervous. I got a bottle of whiskey with me that somebody gave me. And I ring the doorbell, and she lets me in, and I say, hi, Susan. And she says, hi, Max. And I say, how are you doing? Good. And I'm really nervous. And I glance to the right of me, and I see a poster, a yellow poster that says Plastic Cash. And I said, my God, what are you doing with that poster on your wall?
Except it's and, blue, honey.
Yeah, it's blue. Yeah. But I remember it as yellow. Anyway.
Blue, yellow. Yeah. What's 19 years?
So she says, well, I was in that play in Connecticut. So I said, you know, I was going to come and see the play, but when I got home, I got arrested.
Instead.
So I could never make it.
Aww.
Now I'm really shaken, and I'm going, that's really amazing, Susan. All these years, I've never come to your house. I mean, I've known her for years. She goes, wow, that's really amazing. And I walk into the living room, and over the fireplace is the mask.
The bronze mask.
The bronze mask
of
in
Arlecchino.
A big poster.
Yeah. Because that was a Commedia dell'arte mask that I used. Similar to this one. Not exactly like this one, but very similar to this one.
And I said to her, what are you doing with this poster? And she says, oh, well, I went to this school in Italy with this woman, and she, you know, taught me how to make masks. And I said, my God, I know the woman. I met her on a plane. And as I was cleaning out my office and leaving my work, I went to get the little bronze mask, and it was missing. But I had her. And that's how I met Susie.
Yay!
I don't have to tell that story again tonight, right?
Yeah, no, that was the story. That was great. So I think, we have this great cake, but don't we have another one?
We also have
another one. Can we clear this up? And can I get all my friends up here that can squeeze up here that don't mind being in the picture? And we've only got a few more minutes. So
how was the play, by the way?
Let's cake it up. The play?
Yeah, how was
it? Oh, it was fantastic.
Have you ever done it for Max?
You know, I think it's been more than 19 years since that play.
I think you should do it.
I do it all the time.
Okay.
It's like Commedia erotica is what came out of it.
By the way, I have a lot of people don't come see my plays, and I've never had that good an excuse.
Right.
So,
well, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Okay.
You know, I started out in a little theater called
the
pocketbook of Arlecchino.
I like that.
In Genoa.
We both have Arlecchino in our lives. So. Hey. Okay, everybody's up here. Oh, wow. Look at that. Talk about bronze. Oh, my goddess. Whoa. Okay. Whoa. Whoa. Oh. Very nice. Hey, you know, that's just like our marriage. It just all keeps almost getting smashed. But somehow we survive. Oh, my God. No,
you've got to say that.
That was exciting. That really had me almost have a heart attack. And then I wouldn't have the 20th. Oh, my God.
It keeps you going.
Yeah, well, we need some candles in this one or something. Okay, you've got other candles? Should we light these? Or should we just stick those in? We can reuse those. All right.
So, so is it too late? I still think you guys should have babies.
Yeah, oh, of course. We're planning on that.
At least twins.
Oh, yeah. You betcha. Yeah, they should look like you when they come out of me.
That's how they normally look. Like a knee.
Yeah.
You mean English?
Absolutely.
You're going to have English Jewish babies? That's all.
Absolutely. Italian.
Italian.
One shot. Just one shot.
Okay, yeah, light them all. Light them all up here. Okay. Great. Look at these pretty people here. Okay. Hey, honey, you have to come up with me for this part. It's our anniversary. Yeah, okay. Yay! Wee, yee-haw.
That's the old-fashioned fucksaw. It's the hand fucksaw.
Okay, where's the honey? Oh, here he comes. Ta-da!
One more
for the cameras.
One more.
For the paparazzi.
One more.
I got the page.
There's my fuck song. That's my fuck song, baby. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here we go. You want to take... It looks like I get more than you somehow if you're on that...
Switch?
No, it's okay. I can blow. Yeah, you do. You can blow across. Okay, here we go.
Ready?
Okay. Wait, I gotta get my paparazzi angle here.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to both of you.
Okay. Okay, we have time for another fucksaw volunteer. Who is it? Okay. No, we have time for everybody to kind of do their thing and say something about where they're from.
Where you're all from.
Yeah, where you're all from, where and then we're going to cut the cake. Here. Can someone bring a knife of some sort, and let's start cake cutting here? Website, Twitter address, upcoming films, last will and testament. Holiday wishes? No, anniversary wishes. It's a holiday.
Am I doing this?
No, honey. You have to engineer.
Well,
unless you
want to
do it.
And it's all.
No, I don't want to
earlier.
I'm going to lay across their laps.
No, please do. Please do.
Yeah, please.
You're welcome. Come on. Sit on the laps.
Yes.
We have you. We have you.
Well,
For those listening out there, I am Ash Hollywood, and
no, in the picture, not out of the
I'm here. Look He's got a knife.
You can find me on Twitter. It's my only actual website right now. My Twitter is at Ash Hollywood. People find it very amusing, actually. And I'm a Midwest girl, so I'm fucking crazy. But we already knew that from all those other Midwest girls.
And I love her.
Most people say that.
You're beautiful, like Sharon Stone.
Oh, thank you.
Used to be. Thank you. I was going to say, around the time when I first got married, yeah. You know.
No, I don't want my arm to
All right,
be,
more.
I'm Katie Kins.
Yes,
you can find me on Twitter.
Foxhawgirl.
Yes, Foxhawgirl. You can find me on Twitter at Katie Kins. It's double N. Okay. Nine.
And Mona Sonoy.
Mona Sonoy, buy my movie at www.theromanceseries.com.
I'm Xander Corvus. I'm actually originally from Columbus, Ohio. Let's get an OH. Anybody? No? IO?
No.
Okay, well, somebody on the radio did it, so I'm okay. My Twitter is at xcorvus777, so check that out.
And you're going to be in Star Wars with Michael, right?
No, I'm not in Star Wars.
Oh, you're not in Star Wars.
No. There's another movie coming up that's cool that I'm in, though.
He should be Boba Fett in the second one.
I do want to be Boba Fett in the second one, though.
Okay.
I am Michael Vegas, and my Twitter is at itsmichaelvegas, or you can find pictures of naked women at itsmichaelvegas.com.
Oh, yeah. I'm Misty Dawn, and my Twitter is meow Misty Dawn, and my website and everything else is the same.
No problem.
Yay, Misty Dawn.
I'm Kat. My Twitter is KatSoCalGlam. I'm the owner of SoCalGlamourGirls.com.
Thank you for bringing your panties.
You're welcome.
Panty boy, you're welcome.
They
I'm
smell
Brittany,
so good.
And you can follow me on SoCalBrittany.com.
Nice panties. Look at those.
I'm Lily Cade.
There's Lily Cade.
You can look at my website, LilyCade.com, my blog, LilyCade.com/blog, and Twitter is Lily_Cade.
Wow, that's a lot. And look at those panties. Let's see. Oh, orange. Yep. Orange panties.
And if you want to hear more about Foxaw, if you want to hear more about Foxaw, you can actually.
Hi, I'm Amanda Blow, and stream mate. I'm doing live sex show. So, Monday, I'll be in at 8 o'clock, I believe. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Oh, you said it. Well, you're going to be on there.
Okay.
Trust me, one of these days. Anyways, check me out, or Amanda Blow. Google me. It's happening. You guys are all happening. You're beautiful.
And let's hear from... Okay, yeah. Fucksaw now.
Fucksaw! Fucksaw!
Thank you. And if you want to learn more about Fucksaw, you can check us out at weirdchicago.com or sunnymegatron.com. Either one of those, you can get a hold of us.
Thank you so much for demonstrating. Oh, I don't think your mic is on. Wait.
Oh, over here.
Here, talking to his.
No, okay.
Also on Twitter, Sunny Megatron at Twitter, or
yes.
Sex Tours on Twitter as well.
Sex Tours. We have to use you when we go to Chicago.
Absolutely. And,
and
if you
Michael.
Guys are going to be at the big convention, please look us up. We'll be there as well.
Yeah, and I'm. You can find me at michaelphillipswrights.com, and look out for my new play, Ramiro and Julio.
Ah, oh, Ramiro and Julio.
Ay, 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 ay.
Hey, Bonjon, come on up here.
Bonjon.
Yeah. And Michael Phillips can't talk, so we have...
Yes, Doc Phoenix, who
Dark
is going
Phoenix.
To try and plug the Fetish Film Festival, starting February 14th on Thursday, all the way through April 16th. Jesus. Anyways.
I want what you got.
I'll be there.
She'll be there, so you guys got to come watch, and she'll go ahead and educate you in the... best fashion of fetish and all things sexual. So
awesomeness. Okay, who hasn't given their announcements? Who? Look at Haley. You look so hot tonight. I'll just announce that.
She will also be there.
And who else? I couldn't hear you. Oh, Stockroom, of course. Stockroom. Thank
Stockroom.
You.
Stockroom.com. Absolutely.
Kelly Shibari, of course. Thank you for getting the Stockroom to give up. Yeah, Kelly organized everything here. And, of course, we've got so many people to thank, and I don't know if I can thank everybody, but I can't. So, but I do want to thank Scott Stockroom because they're not here. So, you know, they didn't get to have a good time with us. But we're all going to have a good time now. We're going to celebrate anniversary, celebrate love, celebrate 19 years of You know, lawfully wedded lust. Lawfully wedded lust. And Bonobo Revolution. Bonobo Revolution. We want to celebrate sticking through it, through the ups and the downs, the orgasms and the no-gasms. And, you know, putting up with people trying to tear us apart, from his family to the LAPD to, you know, people in every industry under the sun. I mean, just doing their best to destroy us. And, you know, sometimes I think that helps to keep you together. I don't know. I mean, I don't want any more of that, though, guys. Back off, okay?
Let's thank you as well. We haven't thanked you guys yet.
Oh, well.
Thank you for having the show. That's
thank
awesome.
You.
Happy anniversary.
You know, and I just...
27 years of broadcast, yes. A woman has only missed maybe 4 shows.
Oh, my God.
And same with the man. Well, actually, he missed about a year when he was, you know... he was away.
I just had it.
But you know, when he was in France, he would do the show remotely. I mean, we always found a way. We even did a couple shows sort of from jail. I mean, we did one from the hospital. We did, you know, he would tweet from jail, and they'd go, "How do you do that? Do they give you cell phones in there?" No, you just get a wife that tweets for you. That's all. But you know, you gotta be there for each other. I think. I mean, you don't have to. Hey, there's nothing that says you have to be with somebody. There's nothing that says you have to find somebody. And certainly monogamy is not natural. It is the most unnatural thing in the world. You know, of course, we find our ways of spicing it up. And I think that you kind of have to do that. I mean, either that or your sex drive just, you know, rebels against you and makes you do strange things with other people's fuck saws, you know. So if you don't mix it up, if you don't, you know, spice. I know that's such a corny word, and yet, you know, a little bit of fear, a little bit of mixing it up, it's like spice in your enchilada. But too much spoils the meat, you know. So you don't want to have too much, yeah. Or your fuck saw won't work. So let them eat cake and let them fuck with their saws. Yeah. And my darling listeners and viewers, wherever you are in your mansion on a hill, whether you've got somebody, whether you've been married for 20 years or 2 months, or you're never going to get married. I mean, whatever you are a child of sex. And all sex's children got love. And you got love. And I love you. And I want you to be good. I want you to be happy. I want you to try not to hurt anybody, you know, including yourself. Do not use the fuck saw by yourself, you know, okay? Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. Aww. I love you. Yeah. Marry yourself. Yay. Okay. Let's party. Let's have some music.
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.